今次我哋呢个讲道系列讲婚姻，正好俾我哋一个机会去思考下婚姻真正嘅意义。
In this sermon series, we're given a chance to reflect on what marriage is all about.
在上个礼拜，我哋话一个基督化嘅婚姻就系俾我哋一个具体嘅场景，叫我哋可以成为伴侣生命入边嘅导引者同鼓动者。
In last week's sermon, we talked about a Christian marriage gives us the context to act as the catalyst of change and the agent of transformation for our spouse.
在上个礼拜，我听完 Pastor Wilbur 嘅讲道之后，我问自己，其实在日常生活入边，我有冇好好咁做好我伴侣生命入边嘅导引者同鼓动者咧？
After listening to Pastor Wilbur last week, I asked myself, in my own marriage, have I done a good job for being the catalyst of change and the agent of transformation for my spouse?
我丈夫 Ross。他工作很忙，但他为了可以有更多的时间和我们一起，他每天早上坚持四点多就要起身，就是要他上班准时可以去 daycare 那里接我的女儿。
My husband Ross has a super busy work life. In order to be able to spend more time with our family, he gets up every morning at 4-ish so that he can get off work on time to pick up our daughter from her daycare.
其实如果你问我咧，我知嘅，佢为咗我哋屋企付出咗好多嘢。不过有阵时见到屋企堆积如山嘅杂物同埋家务，我就会忍唔住埋怨啦。我问，其实啲碗你几时会洗嘅？即系我叫你执啲嘢，你几时会执嘅咧
？Even though in my mind I'm fully aware of the sacrifices he makes for me and our daughter, whenever I see things piling up at home, I still can't help but complain. I would say, "Hey, how come there's still dishes in the sink?"Or didn't I tell you to get the house organized already?
在那一刻呢，其实我想不到神怎样要他成圣。我眼里看到的就是那一刻我要他怎样。
At that moment, I failed to see how much God wants him to become holy. All I cared about was what I want from him.
在婚姻里面，其实就有很多这样的场景，就是在日常生活中，慢慢我们就看到，我们看到的不是神想我们的伴侣怎样，而是我想我的伴侣怎样。於是婚姻入邊製造咗好多嘅張力，好多嘅埋怨。
In our marriage and in our daily lives, this is such a common mistake that we fail to see what God wants our spouse to become. Rather, we focus too much on our own expectations. Therefore, we induced complaints and tension in our marriage.
可能作為一個基督徒，我哋心入邊好明白嘅就係伴侶唔係淨係為咗滿足我哋嘅期望。但是又或者太过习惯于这个世界给我们那份彼此满足的爱情观，我们就是脱离不到那种我想他怎样的想法。
Perhaps as Christians in our mind, we do have the concept that our spouse is not only here to fulfill our own expectations. However, we may have become so used to the society's gratification kind of love that we insist on demanding what I want from you.
可能是老公放工好攰嘅时候，佢哋好想太太翻屋企可以煮一餐饭俾佢哋食。当我哋翻到屋企见到咩都冇，太太话自己好攰嘅时候，心入边有种不忿。
So when a husband is super tired after work, he may wish his wife could cook a decent meal for him at home. However, it turns out that she's tired too, and then he starts to complain and say, "Hey, how can you be like that?"
又可能話係做老婆嘅，佢好想佢嘅丈夫生日嘅時候可以送扎花俾佢啦。點知去到嗰日嘅尾啦，一條草都冇嘅時候，佢心入邊嗰份嘅唔開心嘅，佢就成個面黑曬咁過咗一個生日。
Or wife looks forward to a flower bouquet for her birthday from husband. It turns out that at the end of the day, she didn't even receive a single grain of a grass, so she wasted her entire birthday in disappointment.
又可能是老公回家放到回到家很累，很想有些 space 休息一下，很想他的伴侣做完所有事，这一刻他太太叫他帮他的儿子洗澡的时候，他大发脾气。
Or perhaps the husband was really looking forward to some downtime at home, and at that moment his wife asked him to bath the kid, then he became very frustrated.
就是这样数几个，我们已经很容易见到，其实在婚姻里面很多的时间，慢慢我们只是看到这一刻，或者最多是顶笼几个月之后，我想他怎样，而看不到在一个永恒的框架里面，神其实想我们成为一位怎样的鼓动者和导引者。
Just a few quick examples here. It's not hard for us to see how often in marriage we became so blinded by what do I want him, what do I want of him at this moment or in the next short moment. And we fail to see that God wants us to play the role of a catalyst of change and an agent of transformation over the horizon of eternity.
但一段以神为中心的关系，无论今日我哋讲紧嘅系弟兄姊妹间嘅关系、亲人间嘅关系、夫妻间嘅关系，都系讲紧就系喺我哋嘅生活入边，点样人同神之间可以产生一份深厚嘅契合，点样帮助大家成圣。
A God-centered relationship, no matter we're talking about relationship among brothers and sisters, or a relationship within the family or between spouses. It's all about forming a coherent bonding with God in our daily lives. It's about how we can help each other to become holy.
希腓拉比书保罗咁样讲，一段以神为中心嘅关系入边，人不要自私自利，也不要贪慕虚荣，你只要凡事谦卑，看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
In the Philippians, what Paul refers to as a God-centered relationship is do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others.
或者我们平时就会觉得，好少会觉得自己自私自利、贪慕虚荣的，但是原来原文的意思是讲紧一种净系谂住自己嘅态度。
Maybe we have never thought of ourselves as being selfish or greedy in those situations. But in the original translation, this verse is actually referring to a me-centered attitude.
就是在人与人的关系里面，一味只是想着我自己想点，我的意愿，我的期望和需要。
Which means when we enter into a relationship, we only focus on our own desires, our own expectations, and our own needs.
就好似喺婚姻入边，可能系讲紧一种我对于家庭、对于婚姻嘅期望啦，又或者系我自己呢一刻有一啲需要被满足，甚至系一啲我生命入边好想达到嘅事，我好想达成。
So in marriage, maybe we're fixated on a certain expectation of a family or the marriage, or perhaps we have certain needs waiting to be fulfilled, or there are some tasks in life that we really want to accomplish.
但有冇谂过，当我哋关系入边系净系谂住自己嘅事嘅时候，好容易就会忽略咗对方嘅需要咧？
So if we enter into a relationship thinking only about ourselves, we will unavoidably overlook the needs of others.
甚至系有阵时我哋会奢求对方去牺牲自己，去成就我嘅期望，去成就我嘅需要，甚至去成就一啲我嘅执着。
Even more so that we would demand them to make sacrifices in order to match my expectation, to meet my needs, and to fulfill my dreams.
于是乎，我哋唔系净系用紧我哋嘅期望去塑造对方，而唔系用紧神嘅眼光去帮助对方成圣。
In that way, we start to hope to change and mold our spouses based on our own needs rather than seeing them through God's perspective.
有陣時，當我自己喺一種咁樣嘅困局入邊嘅時候，我都要提醒自己慢落嚟，諗一諗。Sometimes
during these very moments, I also must ask myself to take a pause and do a bit of self-reflection.
有陣時，當然我知道 Ross 係我丈夫啦，但喺關係入邊，我要諗清楚，我係咪淨係要佢去配合、去滿足我對於一位丈夫嘅期望咧？
Naturally, I'm certain that Ross is my husband. However, when I reflect upon our relationship, am I constantly evaluating whether Ross is meeting my expectation of a husband?
当我好兴奋咁为未来定下计划嘅时候，我又有冇好认真咁谂，其实佢呢一刻嘅生命入边，佢需要啲咩咧？
Sometimes, full of excitement, I will make my New Year resolution, but have I ever thought about what he needs in his life?
我有冇认真咁睇过 Ross 其实同样系神所宝贵嘅儿子？我有冇尊重过神喺 Ross 生命入边摆下嘅计划？我有冇真正地用紧神嘅爱倾注喺佢嘅身上？Or
have I ever noticed Ross is also God's precious son? Or have I ever respect the fact that God has His unique plan for him? Or have I ever lavished him with the love of God?
作为太太，要去睇到神喺我哋丈夫嘅生命入边嘅计划同埋睇法，或者我哋首先需要摆低自己被满足嘅需要。
Wives, for us to be able to see God's plan and His perspective on our husbands, perhaps we must first lay down our own desire to be fulfilled.
同樣作為一位丈夫，如果要睇到神喺你太太身上邊嗰份睇佢嘅寶貴同埋佢嗰份嘅獨特計劃，丈夫或者都需要擺低自己被滿足嘅需要。
On the same token, for husbands to see through God's eyes your wife's inner beauty and God's unique plans for them, you too must first lay down your own desire to be satisfied.
保羅話：所以你只要謙卑，看別人比自己強啦。
So Paul said, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves.
不過喺呢一度，我好想大家留意一下英文 ESV 版本入邊嘅翻譯。我麻煩阿凡幫我哋讀出一次。
Let's pay attention to the translation of the ESV. But in humility count others more significant than yourselves.
就係講緊我哋首先要去謙卑自己，先擺低嗰種淨係諗住自己嘅心態，看喺關係入邊看別人比自己強。
That means we first must humble ourselves. We must first give up the tendency of always thinking about ourselves. In our interaction, we always count others more significant than ourselves.
以前我睇到呢一句，我就諗今次好啦。咁即係話睇其他人強過自己，即係其他人都叻過我啦，係咪？咁我就乜都唔使做啦，乜都俾別人做啦。咁即係乜都俾阿 Ross 做啦。
I used to recite this verse and said to myself, right, take others to be better than myself. That means they are better than me. That just means I can simply shift all my responsibilities to Ross.
但是後來我真的認真地看才發覺，原來這個強字說的是 more significance, 就是看對方比自己更有價值，更加重要。
However, when I look at this more closely, I realized,better than myself really means counting others to be more significant than myself.
有很多人都用跳舞去比喻婚姻，他说婚姻就好像一段的双人舞。我相信大家可能都听过一下，但一位的男舞者就是一个很精彩的演绎。
There is a saying that marriage is just like a duet dance. You might have heard of this before. However, I've heard of an even better analogy from a male dancer.
他这样说的，他说一般人多数都以为在一段的双人舞里面，男士是作带领的。
He says, oftentimes people regard the male dancer as the lead of a duet dance.
在某个程度上来说是对的，不过男舞者真正的任务是在带领里面展现他的舞伴最漂亮的一面。
To a certain extent, this is not incorrect. However, the role of the male dancer really...It's by his leading, he can thoroughly show off the beauty of his partner.
原本一位女士的独舞都已经很好看，但是一位男舞者的角色就是要透过他的帮助，令原本已经很漂亮的变得更漂亮。
Although the female dancer could have been outstanding by herself already, through his role, he's making the beauty even more beautiful.
透過男舞者的帶領支持，女舞者可以做出各樣優美的動作，盡情地將最靚嘅一面展現喺觀眾面前。
Leading by the male dancer and by his support, the female dancer is able to perform and showcase all sorts of amazing moves in front of the audience.
試想像喺婚姻入邊，你就係咁樣去成為對方你嘅伴侶嘅導引者同鼓動者，將佢最靚嘅一面展現喺人同埋神嘅面前。
Let's imagine what it is like when we act as such a catalyst of change and an agent of transformation in our marriage for your partner, and what sort of beauty we will see in this marriage.
試想像就係透過你嘅帶領支持，你去成就另外嘅一半。試想像將佢最靚嘅一面、最好嘅一面，就係咁展現喺神同人嘅面前。
And let us picture that through our leadership and support, we're able to complete our beloved better half, and so that he can showcase his best in front of God and man.
我就都有陣時會咁樣諗，就係、是、我同阿 Ross 可能就係會行短短嘅幾十年，我點樣可以好似一個舞者咁幫佢展現佢最靚最好嘅一面呢
？So I started to imagine for all these years I'm walking with Ross in this world, I too am like a dancer helping him to showcase his best and his brightest.
試想像就係、是、當佢有一日就嚟要離開呢個世界嘅時候。当神在永恒的里面去等待 Ross 的时候， 神見到我的丈夫，他會用一份心底滿有喜悅、欣賞的表情，你說是多麼好呢？
Sometimes I would imagine on the day Ross departs this world, as God was waiting to receive him into eternity, when God finally meets him, what a wonderful moment seeing God's profound joy and appreciation of Ross.
做伴侣的导引者和鼓动者，就好像一位出色的舞者，他紧记住自己的角色，成就自己的舞伴，在神的面前尽情表现他最美好的一面。
To be a catalyst of change and an agent of transformation for our spouse, it's like being a good dance partner. We must be clear that our role is to empower our spouses to show off their best in front of God.
再讲多一次，就是作为伴侣生命的导引者和鼓动者，就是要成就你的伴侣，让他可以在神的面前展现最美的一面。
Let me repeat one more time. It's to be an agent of transformation and a catalyst of change is to help your partner to shine in front of God.
要成为一位出色的导引者和鼓动者，有一个舞者分享了几个秘诀给我们。
In order to be a good catalyst and a good agent, there are a few, this male dancer has shared with us a few important tips.
第一个他说是欣赏。
First is to be able to appreciate.
就是去成为你另外一半的伯乐，你去用神的眼光尝试去欣赏他。神既然创造了他，就必定是一个美好的设计。
Which means you need to become the talent scout of your better half. You must appreciate him through God's perspective because he carries the best features as a unique creation of God.
就是去相信其实神必定在他的身上边摆低了一些的恩赐在这里。那你就主动地好奇地去尝试发掘你伴侣的好处，主动地去发掘神摆在他身上边的潜质，去欣赏你的伴侣。
And you must trust that God has lavished him with many gifts, so you need to actively seek out the many good aspects of your spouse, to actively explore the potentials God planted in him, and to appreciate your spouse.
虽然可能这一刻你今天看着你的伴侣，你会觉得他不单止跳得不漂亮，他根本就是不会跳，但你就相信他有着那份的潜质，他他日一定又可以做得很好。
So maybe today, for now, what your spouse is showing is not only a clumsy move, he is not even capable. However, you must still believe in his potential because someday, somehow, he will shine in front of you.
出色的舞者就会主动地去发掘舞伴的潜质的人，就是去要去成就舞伴潜质的一位。
An outstanding lead dancer is someone who seeks out the potential in one's partner and to help this partner to realize these potentials.
就好像是当你和舞伴跳舞的时候，你发觉这位舞伴他弹跳力不够，不过他柔软度很好的时候，你就去欣赏和帮他发挥更加多需要柔软度的动作咯。
Such as you may find that he's not good in agility, but you may notice that he's got a lot of flexibility. Then what you need to do is to create more chances for him to demonstrate this flexibility.
只有当你能够真正欣赏到你的伴侣，看到神怎样看他的时候，你才能够成为他日后的导引者，去鼓励他。
It's only when you can truly appreciate your spouse and see what God sees in him, then you can know how to guide him and give him encouragement.
发掘我们伴侣的潜质和好处是需要我们主动和刻意。
To explore our spouse's gifts and potentials is really an active act of diligence and effort.
因为在婚姻里面很有趣的，就是你是最容易见到他不修篇幅软弱那一面的人，你是最容易发掘到他的弱点的人。
It's because in a marriageIt's so easy for us to magnify the shortcomings and you can focus on all the negatives.
当你不断地就发现紧对方的缺点的时候，我们心里面就会假定其实对方是好不得的。
And when you start to focus on the negatives, we'll soon to come to assume that he's totally incompetent.
於是假設假設嘅啫。有一日有個人嚟揾你嘅伴侶話：啊，問你話，我想揾你嘅伴侶嚟做某個嘅職位喎，某方面嘅侍奉喎。你聽都未聽完，你自然嘅反應就係話：佢唔得㗎，你揾佢死緊㗎。
So for example, it's just a quick example. Let's say your husband has been approached to serve at the church in a certain department.And when you were consulted, oftentimes, even before we finished listening to the details, our first reaction would be, what? Are you kidding me? He's so panicky and you want to recruit him to do what? It's not going to work.
做伴侣的伯乐就是你要学习在其他人的面之前更加主动地去找到你伴侣的好和他的潜质。
To be the talent scout of your spouse means you need to focus to discover the beauty and the potential of your spouse, especially in front of others.
这件事说起来就很容易，但其实是讲紧一个习惯上面的逆转。
What I'm referring here to, here, it sounds like it's simple, but it's actually talking about a reversal of an old habit.
因为不知道是不是我们小时候玩得太多那些找不同、找错处的游戏呢，就是我们很 well trained 的，就是我们找人的错处是很快。
Maybe we're so good at playing games like Spot the Differences or the game of what's wrong with this, with this picture when we were kids. So even now, we're so deeply trained to spot the mistakes in others.
於是在婚姻裏面，我們很快就會發覺對方去廁所是不記得沖水，對方執東西原來會執到亂曬大龍，或者原來他很大頭蝦會不見了鎖匙。
And then we start to focus on the fact that, hey, he forgot to flush the toilet, or he forgot his keys, and he forgot to do things like that.
習慣上面的逆轉就是擺低這種專找錯處的習慣，用同一份的力度去好奇地發掘對方的潛質和好處，若刻意地去欣賞對方的潛質。
A habit reversal means that we surrender the habit of nitpicking. Instead, we turn to explore with the same level of curiosity to observe your spouse's gifts and potentials and then intentionally learn to appreciate.
可能当你说对方很慢的时候，你会发现原来他是一个很细心的人。
Maybe when you focus on that, hey, he's very slow in reaction, maybe that means he's just very meticulous.
可能你会发现原来对方在某些难的决定里面他有一份的果断。
Maybe you start to discover that in certain tough situations, in those scenarios, he's a quick decision maker.
刻意就是当你发现到这些事的时候，你不要轻易让他走，你要用笔用纸不如试一下写下他跟对方讲。
And so intentional that sometimes you may even want to write it down.And shared it with your spouse.
所以第一个是学习欣赏对方的潜质和好处。
So the first point, the first secret is learn to appreciate the goodness in your spouse.
而第二个呢，就是讲紧支持。
And the second important point is support.
成为对方一个起飞的时候的支持点。
Is to become your spouse's pivot to support him leaping forward.
就好像刚才条片一样，你看到个女舞者，她做了很多很高难度的动作，有阵时又要半空跳又飞又旋转，在这个时候女舞者需要一个支持点，她才可以做到。
We've all seen the female dancers in that video performing tough technical moves. Sometimes she leap into the mid-air and spin around to accomplish these moves. She requires the support of a pivot before launching into a spin.
而他的舞伴就是这个的支持点。
And the pivot, it's her male partner.
但这个支持点一点都不容易做的。
Well, it's not easy to take on the task of being this pivot.
我们上个礼拜就去看了一个圣诞的音乐表演，里面有一个双人舞的环节。
Last week, I participated in a Christmas concert, and there was a segment of duet dancing.
我看到那个女舞蹈员呢，她做了很多很高难度的动作，她又要站上去个男士的膊头上面倒立，又不知一阵呢，还要站上去个头上面做一字马那一类的动作。
I watched the female dancer perform many tough technical movements, such as standing on her hands on the male dancer's shoulder, or even standing on one leg on his head, or even doing a split.
女士做的每一个精彩动作都博得台下边所有嘅热烈嘅反应。
And her every move brought cheers from the crowd, from the audience.
但系呢个时候，我留意到个男士啊，其实佢全程默默无声咁样企定定喺度，用佢一股嘅耐力，专心咁谂住点样撑住个女仔嘅啫。
On the other hand, I also noticed the male dancer just stood there steadily and silently, focusing and raising her with his full strength.
佢其实仲要牺牲埋自己个头同埋条颈，就为咗嘅系佢努力嘅演出，为咗嘅就系个女仔可以成为全场嘅中心，博得掌声。
Or sometimes he was even using the strength of his neck and his head to support the girl, and what he was working on.Is so that the lady could be the sole focus of the stadium.
无论你今日你系太太又好，系丈夫又好，有冇谂过就系当你嘅伴侣去面对一啲咁高难度嘅动作，一啲佢要踏出自己安舒区嘅时刻，譬如可能系一啲管教上面嘅决定，可能系工作决定，甚至一啲好难嘅决定嘅时候，你可以咁样去支持对方。
Whether you are a husband or a wife, have you ever thought about?Being a pivot point when your spouse is facing some difficult situations and stepping out his or her comfort zone or raising kids or career choices.
有冇谂过系喺婚姻入边嗰份所谓嘅谦卑，要睇别人比自己强，我唔单止摆低我自己嘅需要，而且我更加刻意地去成就对方，让对方成为焦点，去接受别人嘅掌声。
So in your marriage, have you ever thought about in humility, look to the interests of your spouse, not only to your own interests, so much so that you purposely make your spouse the focus of the stadium and let them receive all the praises?
有阵时支持同埋鼓励其实唔系咁难嘅啫。
Well, oftentimes support and encouragement could be such a simple act.
支持可以是当对方在一个困难入边，你一句体谅的说话，你一句的赞赏。
It could have been a few words of understanding or a few words of affirmation.
支持可以是当你伴侣好攰的时候，你送上的一杯热茶。
Or support could simply be a cup of tea when your husband is tired.
支持可能是你太太做到心情好不好的时候，你送上一朵的小花。
Or your support could be just a flower when your wife is down and weary.
Yeah, one can be enough. 支持可以是说，当你的小朋友照顾小佢嘅，当你嘅太太照顾佢嘅小朋友，同埋又要忙于工作嘅时候，丈夫一份嘅愿意去参与照顾屋企。
Or your support could be your willingness to share the household chores when your wife is tied up with her work and with the kids.
支持可以是丈夫面对新的挑战的时候，太太的打气。
Or your support could be when your husband is about to take on a new challenge and just your cheers.
有阵时一个很简单的小动作，你就可以成就对方的一个跳跃，一个飞行，叫他可以赢得其他人的赞赏，赢得神的赞赏。
A gesture that you might have regarded as trivial, but it could well be the important pivot to launch your spouse into his next high point in order to receive praises and applause from God and men.
而第三呢，就是成为对方的坐标了。
The third tip is to become an anchor.
成为对方的坐标呢，是没有之前讲的欣赏和支持那么明显的，不过就非常重要。
Although becoming an anchor might not be as obvious as the previous two points, it is equally important.
话说我之前都学过下拉丁舞嘅。
You may not know that I used to practice a bit of Latin dance.
有一样嘢喺我当中发现嘅咧，当你不断咁做紧旋转嘅时候，你转下转下头晕眼花，你真系唔知自己转咗去边。
One thing I noticed when I practiced spinning was that it was very easy for you to lose your sense of direction when you were spinning nonstop.
有一次咧，我老师就走嚟同我讲，佢话你唔使担心噶，你要有信心，系你嘅舞伴咧唔会就咁走咗去。
One time, my instructor reminded me that I needed to have confidence in my partner because he is not just going to disappear on me.
佢话当你只手摆喺你舞伴嘅身上嘅时候，你知唔知个实际作用？其中一个系帮你知道你自己嘅方向。
And He reminded me, as you rest your hand on your partner, the purpose of that is to let you know where your own direction is.
所以舞伴其中一个重要性是，它是你整只舞的一个坐标，给你一个方向感。
Therefore, the importance of a dance partner is that he becomes your anchor of the dance and to give you a sense of direction.
於是乎，我哋作為伴侶生命入邊嘅導引者嘅時候，我哋就成為佢生命入邊嘅坐標，等佢喺一個唔太肯定自己嘅方向嘅時候，佢能夠喺我哋身上邊揾到一種方向感。
Therefore, when we become our spouse's catalyst of change, we also become the anchor in their lives.So that they can have a sense of direction when they are facing with uncertainty.
但你又有冇谂过，如果你要成为嗰个坐标嘅时候，你今日到底指紧你嘅伴侣去边一个方向咧
？And have you ever thought about that being an anchor? What direction are you leading your spouse into?
到底你系拉紧佢入地狱啊，定系你真系指紧佢去翻神嗰度咧
？Are you leading him all the way down, or are you pointing him towards God?
咁其實好大程度係視乎緊我哋自己今日生命嘅方向，其實去緊邊一度？到底我哋係咪同神嘅方向對齊，定係我行緊我自己嘅方向
？To a great extent, it all depends on which direction your own life is pointing to. Is your direction aligning in God, or is it pointing according to your own desire?
我哋嗰陣時有個笑話啊，就係如果你跳舞嘅時候，個男仔想整蠱個女仔咧，其實好簡單嘅啫。
When I was Latin dancing, there used to be a joke that because the male dancers were leading the dance, it's very easy for him to play tricks on the female dancer.
係啦，就係因為咧，其實喺跳舞嘅入邊，佢係個女男仔負責睇路噶嘛，個女仔唔睇嘅。
Oh, because he's leading and she's not paying attention to where she is going.
於是乎，個男仔只要輕輕行近個牆少少啫。咁個女仔就好容易一揈嘅時候就會撞埋埲牆度。
So all he needs to do is walking towards a wall, and she would bound to hit against the wall sooner or later.
所以作為伴侶，你今日生命嘅方向係好重要，係塑造緊你伴侶生命嘅方向。
Therefore, it's very important in your lives that your life is shaping your spouse's life.
你究竟係揈緊佢埋埲牆度啊，定係揈緊佢去神嗰度咧？
Are you leading him towards the wall, or are you leading him towards God?
当你嘅生命系朝向神嘅时候，当你成为你伴侣生命嘅坐标嘅时候，你嘅伴侣就可以贴紧神。
When you are pointing your own life towards God, and your spouse's life will be moving closer to God as well.
所以你今日生命嘅质素系会直接影响你伴侣生命嘅质素。
Therefore, the quality of your life in God today affects your partner's quality of life.
要容許神去塑造你伴侶嘅生命，首先你都要願意俾神去轉化你嘅生命。
In order to allow God to shape your spouse's life, you must be willing to be transformed by God as well.
唯有你喺神嘅喺神入邊穩陣嘅時候，你就能夠成為你伴侶同神之間一個好有效嘅坐標啦。
Only when you dwell within God, you could act as an effective pointer between.Your spouse and God.
作为伴侣的导引者同埋鼓动者，我哋嘅责任就系要去欣赏对方，成为佢嘅支持者，成为佢同神之间嘅坐标，叫佢我哋嘅所深爱嘅伴侣能够喺神嘅面前尽情显现佢最靓最好嘅一面。
Acting as the catalyst of change and the agent of transformation for your spouse, our responsibilities are to become someone who knows how to appreciate.And support, and become an anchor between him and God, so that our beloved spouse can show off the best of his potential and beauty in front of God and man.
有一对嘅夫妇，我觉得佢哋真系喺佢哋嘅人生入边跳出一段好优美嘅双人舞。
There is a couple I feel that they truly danced the best duet in life.
我相信好多人都听过高坤呢个名字，佢系一位华人嘅诺贝尔奖得奖者。
I trust that many of you have heard of Professor Charles Kao. He is a Nobel laureate.
我哋今日嘅生活其實同佢息息相關，因為係佢發明光纖嘅。
Our lives today are deeply tied with his invention because he pioneered the development of fiber optics.
好多人都可能聽過佢嘅故事，不過有冇聽過黃美雲呢個名字咧？
Many of you might have heard of his story, but how many of you have heard of Miss Gwen May Wong?
王美雲是高坤的太太，其實她本身都是跟高坤一起在大學讀書的同學。
Miss Wong is Professor Cao's wife. At the same time, she also was her university classmate in the UK.
1955年其實不是那麼多華人的女性可以在外國留學得到大學的學位，王美雲就做到了。
In 1955, not many Chinese girls could obtain a university degree, but she successfully did so.
在畢業之後，高坤和王美雲兩個都在英國的電話電報公司裡面出任不同的工程師。
Upon graduation, they both started working as engineers at Standard Telephone and Cables in UK.
1959年，他們兩個結了婚，王美雲選擇放棄自己的事業，專心照顧家。
In 1959, they got married, and she became Mrs. Cao and gave up her own career to take care of the family.
在1966年的时候，高坤开始研发光纤，但以当时的科技来讲，大多数人听到这个的 idea 都只是说高坤是痴人说梦。
In 1966, Professor Cao started researching fiber optics, but due to the limitation in technology back then, not many people believed it in his research.
好少人相信高坤，其中一個相信佢嘅就係佢太太王美雲。
So few people would choose to believe in him, except one of them choose to believe in him is Gwen.
王美雲佢話：當佢訪問入邊，佢話佢見到高坤嗰份嘅才華，佢就相信佢嘅夢想。
In an interview, she used to mention that she appreciated Charles' talents and she believed it in his dream.
高坤太太不单只支持高坤，她更加在照顾屋企之外，在她丈夫的实验室用她的电脑工程的学问去支持帮助高坤的研究。
Gwen not only emotionally supported Charles, she also worked with him in the lab by applying her computer engineering background to advance his work besides taking care of the family.
经过了几十年的研究，高坤的发明终于得到肯定，并且被大量的使用。
Fast forward tens of years, Professor Cao's invention has finally been recognized and widely adopted in everyday applications.
那个当日被人笑话是痴人说梦的研究，今日改变了我们的通讯科技，甚至医学的发展，令到高坤在晚年的时候得到了诺贝尔物理奖。
For something that was refused by most people, his invention has profoundly advanced our communication technology today, so much so that he even advanced medical research and landed him a Nobel Prize years later.
就是当全世界都在笑緊高坤的时候，王美雲欣赏高坤的潜质，在背后全力地支持高坤的工作。
When Charles Cao was still the laughingstock of the world, Gwen appreciated his potential and loyally supported him.
就算在当时高坤年老的时候得到老人痴呆症，王美雲仍然是他背后的坐标，叫他和现实世界有一个联系。
So even during the latter days, when Charles suffered from dementia, she continued to be his anchor so that he could still connect with reality.
試想像如果當日王美雲一聽到高坤的研究，她一口否定高坤，今日的世界會是怎樣呢？
Let's imagine how different this world will be had she refused to believe in him.
就是因為王美雲的欣賞、支持和成為她的坐標，他成就了一个改变世界的梦。
Because of her appreciation, support, and anchoring, she fulfilled a dream that profoundly transformed the world forever.
作为伴侣的导引者和鼓动者，就是要这样去成就伴侣，让他在神的面前可以活出最美的一面。
So to be a catalyst of change and an agent of transformation for our spouse is to empower our spouse to show off their best in front of God.
当然在我们多数的婚姻里面，不是个个都是高坤和王美雲。不过当我们愿意去欣赏、支持对方，去真的去成为对方生命的坐标的时候，我们同样能成就对方成为一个神所喜悦的人。
Well, not everyone needs to be a Charles Cao or a Gwen Wong in our marriage. However, when we're willing to appreciate, to support, and becoming an anchor, we too can transform our spouse into a God-pleasing person.
試想像啊，人生這一個嘅舞台，你同你嘅伴侶同時喺呢個舞台上邊演出。
Let's imagine our life is a stage, and you and your spouse are players on this stage.
坐喺台下嘅有你嘅下一代，有你嘅親人、朋友，但係最重要嘅係喺觀眾席個 VIP 位嗰度，你見到。原來神就坐喺嗰度。
Sitting in the audience are your children, your family members, friends, but most importantly, when you look up at the VIP section, you see God sitting right there.
表演一直繼續，去到謝幕嗰一刻，你就係咁拖住你伴侶隻手，慢慢帶佢去台嘅中心。
As the performance goes on, when the curtain is brought down at the end,You took your spouse's hand and lead him to the center stage.
這個陣時，台上面嘅射燈照住佢，你嘅伴侶向觀眾鞠躬，全場即時起立歡呼，為你嘅伴侶去鼓掌。
And the spotlight is shining brightly on him as he bows down to the audience. The crowd erupts into a standing ovation, cheers and claps for his.Wonderful performance.
你作为嗰个同你伴侣同行咁多年嘅人，有冇谂过嗰一刻你嘅心情会系点
？As someone who walks along your spouse for the entire lifetime, have you ever imagined what it would be like?
呢排我真系有咁样谂，就系去到谢幕嗰一刻，我拖住我嘅丈夫行到台嘅中心。俾佢去接受台下嘅欢呼拍掌，我会有几感动。
And I imagine when the curtain comes down, when I lead Ross to the center stage, receiving the same cheers and applauses, how profoundly moved I will be.
因为我唔止听过，我系嗰一位亲实亲眼睇过佢点样打呢一场美好嘅仗嗰一位。
For I would not only have heard, but would also have witnessed how he had fought the good fight.
我见过佢点样去跑呢一条当跑嘅路。我见过喺挣扎嘅当中，佢点样持守呢一份嘅信仰。我见过佢点样跌倒之后起翻身。
For I was with him when he was finishing the good race, and how he had kept his faith.During difficulties, I was with him.
就去到人生謝幕呢一刻，喺呢一刻，我可以親眼見到佢喺神嘅面前，喺永恆嘅當中，點樣去接受由神而嚟嗰個公義嘅冠冕。
Until now, the curtain finally comes down. I'm able to see that standing right before God in eternity.He finally received the crown of righteousness from God.
試想像呢一幅係一幅點樣嘅圖畫？係你而你就係企喺你伴侶嘅隔離，你會有咩感受
？So let's imagine how wonderful a picture that would be. And what if you too are standing by your spouse in such a way? How would you feel?
讓我哋喺呢一刻有一個安靜嘅時間。我哋喺我哋座位上边，我哋一齐去祷告。
Let us silence ourselves, and we all have a word of prayers together.
或者我哋用一分钟嘅时间，我哋尝试去谂头先嗰一幅嘅图画。当我哋去同我哋嘅伴侣站立喺神嘅面前。
Let us just use a minute of time to.Imagine that we are standing in front of God with our spouse.
去睇翻你呢一刻嘅丈夫或者太太，嗰个你当日娶或者嫁嗰一位，今日企神嘅面前系几咁美，几咁好。
Let us imagine the person we loved and married, and now we're all standing in front of God. And what a beautiful picture that is.
去睇下神望住你伴侣嗰个眼神，嗰份充满爱、充满欣赏、充满自豪嘅眼神。
And let us imagine that loving glaze from God looking at us.
见到吗？睇到吗？如果呢一幅系你想你婚姻嘅图画
，Can you see it? If this is the picture you want your marriage to be，
就让我哋一齐喺心入边去咁样去祷告。
And let us pray together in our heart。
亲爱天父，我哋多谢你，因为你将你宝贵嘅儿子女儿摆喺我哋嘅生命入边。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for you have given me your precious son。
我哋真系期望喺呢短短嘅几十年入边，我哋可以帮助我哋嘅伴侣将美丽嘅变得更美。
And when we ask you。That to help us in these few short years, help us to make the beauty even more beautiful.
求你开我哋嘅眼睛，俾我哋睇到、欣赏到你呢位所爱嘅儿子同埋或者女儿佢嘅美、佢嘅好。
Lord, you open our eyes and wonder, so that we can admire the beauty you have given in our beloved son.
求你加过我哋智慧，等我哋知道我哋一路上点样去帮助、支持我哋心爱嘅伴侣去面对各种嘅挑战。
And give me the wisdom so that I know how to be my loved one's support at those moments of challenges.
最后求你加过俾我哋勇气。叫我哋喺跟随你嘅路上边毫无惧怕，成为我哋伴侣强而有力嘅坐标。
And last, I ask you to give me courage so that I can follow your path with no fear and be strong and be the anchor of my love.
我哋嘅祷告奉耶稣基督嘅圣名。
We pray that in Jesus' name.
有好多嘅情侣或者夫妇。他们都有属于自己的情歌或者诗歌。
Many lovers and couples may have their own love songs or poems.
这些歌是帮我们谨记我们关系里面一些重要的时刻，一些重要的事情。
And these would be the pieces to remind us of some significant and meaningful moments.
还记得上个礼拜我们的回应诗是 Build up my life, 建造我生命吗？
Do you still remember the response song of last week was Build Up My Life?
如果这首诗会成为你们的情歌，又会是怎样？
Can this be the theme song of you and your spouse?
其中一段它的歌词，我们这样可以这样翻译的。
And the verse says,
神啊，开我的眼，让我看见你在我伴侣身上面的作为。
God, open my eyes to see your wonder in my spouse's life.
就俾我哋喺婚姻入边，你去显明你自己。
And show me who you are in my marriage.
让我贴近你心。
And fill me with your heart.
引導我哋嘅腳步喺你嘅愛中前行。
And lead me in your love to those around me.
就用呢一隻歌俾我哋記住，我哋婚姻真正嘅原因同埋動力係由神而嚟。
Let this song just to remind us, God's love is the reason, the motivation, and the ultimate purpose of our marriage.
或者今日我哋当中有人系单身，或者离过婚，或者丧偶，但呢只歌同样可以成为你嘅提醒。
Maybe today you're still single, divorced, or widowed. This song can still serve as a reminder.
即系提醒我哋。其实这个世界上有一份爱不变，那个是来自神的爱。
To remind you that there's a love in this world that will never change, and that love is from God.
在永恒里面，你有一位无伴叫做耶和华，他欣赏你，支持你，你可以依靠他，你生命同样可以展现最美好的一面。
And there's an eternal dance partner, that is God. He appreciates you, supports you. You set your anchor in Him, and you may still show off the best of yourself to the world.
弟兄姊妹，请起立。
Brothers and sisters, please rise.
Besides you, open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. And holy, that is no one like you, that is none besides you.Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me. Lead me, Lord, in deep, bring you your love to those around me. I will build my life upon.Foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I willLead me in your love to those around. size you open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your love and lead me in your love to toss around me. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none besides you.相信你，相信你听我哋祷告，因为我哋祷告系奉我哋救赎主耶稣基督嘅名求。阿门。弟兄姊妹，请坐。